Howdy to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Colin Woodall, NCBA, joining us, talking WOTUS in just a moment.
Raising cattle is not what you do, it's who you are. It's your passion, your livelihood, and you'll do whatever it takes to succeed. AgriClear is here to help with a new way to buy and sell cattle. An online platform that lets you do business on your terms. With AgriClear, you can buy or sell cattle to anyone, anywhere, anytime, with confidence. Learn more at AgriClear.com. That's AgriClear.com. AgriClear. Cattle marketing on your terms.
I've got an axe to grind. I hate bromes. Brome grasses can be brutal on winter wheat yields. If you really want to give winter wheat a fighting chance, be brutal right back. With Prepare Burn Down Herbicide. Adding Prepare to your glyphosate extends brome control for up to 21 days, giving young wheat the weed-free head start it needs to make something of itself. Because the cleaner the field, the higher the yield. Talk to your retailer or visit preparewinterwheat.com and always read and follow label directions.
It's coming Friday, August 28th. That's the date that EPA has set for the actual implementation of the Clean Water Rule, or WOTUS, Waters of the U.S. And Colin Woodall, lead lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says we're really down to one final hope of stopping this thing, putting it on hold before EPA has it officially on the books and ready to actually implement it.
Yeah, we've done a couple of things to try to delay the implementation or the enforcement of this rule because it does go into effect on Friday, the 28th. The first was trying to use a lot of our industry friends and folks on Capitol Hill to push back and ask for a delay, just given a lot of the concerns that were brought up by the Corps of Engineers memos that were leaked, and also a lot of the problem between headquarters EPA and the regional EPA offices on interpretation. That has not worked. So right now, everything is focused on the courts. There are three courts that are hearing WOTUS cases that could very well rule on an injunction by the end of the week, one in particular. So really, everything is based upon whether or not that judge will grant us the injunction, stop implementation, and then allow us to move forward with the rest of these lawsuits.
The judge that Colin Woodall probably is referring to is Chief Judge Lisa Wood in the Southern District of Georgia. She held a hearing listening to arguments from 11 state attorney generals. She indicated that she would do something by the August 28th implementation date, but has not released a decision as of yet. Meanwhile, not much being said by EPA's Gina McCarty regarding those Army Corps of Engineers memos out that take the EPA to task over WOTUS.
The administrator has been very quiet, but one thing that we see as a good sign is the fact that Corps of Engineers is not backing away from those memos. A lot of times when you look at federal agencies and leaked memos that come out, the agency will try to back themselves away from it and say, well, those were taken out of context or something to that effect. We have not seen that here with the Corps of Engineers, so I think that shows that there is legitimate concern. And when you break it down, those concerns really focused on three areas. One, they felt that EPA manipulated the data that they were given, that they had given to EPA from the Corps of Engineers. They don't feel that this can hold up in court, and they want their name, their logo, and any association with this rule to be taken away. So to have an agency like the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers be so certain in their opposition to this, just from the process point of view, we think will help us with our court case, but also hopefully spur the Senate to action when they get back after Labor Day.
Colin Woodall with the Washington, D.C. Office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association talking WOTUS. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The 31st Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Range Roundup back home at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma on the 28th and 29th of August. 12 historic ranches competed in 6 events, including wild cow milking, stray gathering, and the wild horse race. The OCA Range Roundup, sponsored by your Oklahoma Ford dealers, supporting once again the Children's Miracle Network. The OCA Range Roundup. For tickets, go to www.lazye.com or call 800-595-RIDE. At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.